Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 259. 259. Sweet our prayer, sweet our prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. Seasons of distress and grief my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's power by thy return. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy will shall my petition bear. To him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may thy consolation cheer till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize and shall above sing through the air. Farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Thank our Lord Jesus for our family altar this evening. We shall read Psalms 6. Psalms 6. Psalm 6, in the name of Jesus I read. Verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long? Verse 4. Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? Verse 6. I am weary with my mourning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. 8. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. Verse 9. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. So Psalms 6 is one of the first of the seven penitential psalms. Penitential psalms are songs of confession and humility before God. And the title of this psalm is to the chief musician or to the choir master with string instruments, according to the Shemineth, a psalm of David. So the psalm, the title itself will tell us the recipient of the psalm. As we have mentioned in Psalms 5, it is actually to the choir master, whom some people may suppose it to be the Lord God himself, or even other leaders of the choir or musician in the time of David. Probably it is Heman, the singer of Asaph. Let's see 1 Chronicles chapter 6. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, we see verse 33. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 33. Verse 33. These are the men who served and their sons, of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman the singer and the son of Joel, son of Samuel. Then we also see chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 from verses 5 to 7. Verse 5. Asaph was the chief, and second to him were Zechariah, Jael, Shema, Remoth, Jehel, Matthiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, who were to play harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals. Verse 6. And Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests, were to blow trumpets regularly before the covenant of God, before the ark of the covenant of God. 7. Then on that day, David first appointed the thanksgiving be sung to the Lord by Asaph and his brothers. Chapter 25, verse 6. 1 Chronicles, chapter 25, verse 6. They were all under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. So therefore here it tells us in Psalms 6 that this is actually not only written to the choir master but with string instruments, specifically for the 8-string harp. Now let's come back to Psalms 6. So in Psalm 6 we can see, first of all, is a plea, or rather a request, a prayer of David, where first of all he prayed that the Lord will lighten his chastening hand. That is why in verse 1 he says, O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. We do not know what was the occasion of this song, but because of sin, of his sin, David at that time, he sensed that he was under the rebuke of God. Therefore, he called out to God to lighten this chastisement. There are times that when we believe that we are chastened by God's hand, when we really suffer trouble brought upon ourselves. Nevertheless, there are also certainly times when the Lord will have to chastise his children. Then we continue to see. So, and here it says, "Nor discipline me in your wrath." We know that the chastening hand of God is not just a mark of his displeasure, but rather it is a mark of his adoption. So in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 7 tells us, if you endure this discipline, God will deal you as a son. For what son is there whom a father does not chastise? So when God corrects us, of course it is not a pleasant feeling, but it is good and it is also for our good. But here it tells us, David had less certainty about now his standing with God. We know that God was also, at that time, was very angry, and God will definitely want to punish all those who has done wrong. So our Lord God will chastise the believer out of love to correct them, and is not out of anger. Then in verse 2 and 3, here it tells us there are two kinds of verse 2. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. 3. My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long? So here it says that David knew the trial of this physical weakness and pain, where in the midst of chastisement, he called upon God for mercy. And at that time, he knew all this pain and the difficulty that he had suffered actually continued to drive David to seek mercy from the Lord God. For these trials of his body and soul was amplified by the sense that David could actually sense that God was angry with him. So when we are not confident in the love of God, in the help of God, even small trials too, we will feel unbearable. And then here it says, how long? So he knew at that time he was under the chastisement of God, but he continued to ask God to shorten this period of trial, where there is a humble, we know that he yearned, God wants us to yearn for higher ground. And we are to use this type of feeling of yearning as a motivation to seek him and to get things right before him. So David at that time was actually in this type of situation. Then from verses 4 to 5, we can see that there was an urgency to the request of David. Where in verse 4? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life, save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. Ensure who will give you praise. So at that time, David, in the midst of his agony, he actually pleaded for the deliverance of the Lord, on the ground of the mercy of God, not his righteousness. For he knew that the chastisement of the Lord was righteous, but he also knew that God was rich in mercy. So when he asked the Lord to turn, means that he felt he was distant from God. So this was the part of the agony of his trial. So when we sense that God is near us, we feel that we can face anything. But it is a time when the Lord distance away from us that we feel weak even before a small trial. And then he also asked God to save him for the sake of his mercy. Therefore, we can see here, David appealed to the mercy of God for deliverance because he knew that he did not deserve this mercy. And then here in verse 5, for in death there is no remembrance of you. So we can see that this was actually a understanding of the world that is beyond us, that we can see that David was so agonized or so sad in his heart. So sometimes it also tells us that David had this type of uncertainty that he had, that he asked, that is why the Lord tells us that we are able to know him even much better. So David at that time, he was in agony, he was afraid of his life. He knew and he could only remember that God, he could only remember God and to give him thanks to him presently. He didn't have the same certainty about what will happen to him. So he asked God to act according to this type of faith that he has. And we can also see sometimes in the book of Psalms, always has these glimpses of they are being rescued from Sheol or even from difficult situation. Then we continue to see verses 6 and 7. Verses 6 and 7. So here it describes to us the agony, the suffering that David was undergoing. Verse 6. I'm weary with my mourning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. So David at that time, he was weary with his mourning or groaning. So the chastening hand of the Lord God was heavy upon David. So his life seemed to be nothing but only tears and misery. So David at that time, he undergone this trial. So we can see at least in three aspects. First of all, he felt that God was angry with him. Next, he felt that there was a lack of sense of the presence of God. And the last one is that he couldn't sleep. So all night long, we can see he flooded his bed with tears. So we can see at that time he was truly in great suffering. So his eye was wasted away. So some will say that probably at that time, David's eyes were red and sore from all the tears and lack of sleep. Why was this? It was because of his enemy. Where David was brought low, that the presence of the enemies no longer prompted him to seize victory. So we can see at that time, David was very depressed and discouraged. And the last part from verses 8 to 10. Verses 8 to 10. Psalm 6 verse 8 to 10. Depart from me, you all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. So here it says that at that time it may be because of this sin that David was led into this chastisement associated with those so-called ungodly. So we can see at that time, David was changing his heart and telling all of these people who were not godly to depart. He did not want to associate with them. And then next, he knew that the Lord has heard the voice of his weeping. Therefore, at that time, David ended this psalm on a note of confidence. He made a cry to the Lord. And this cry was out of his agony, out of his pain. And the Lord heard him. So this weeping, we can see that it has a voice before God. It isn't that God is not impressed by all this emotional manifestation, but a passionate heart impresses the Lord God. So David wasn't afraid to cry before the Lord. So, and even he knew that the Lord will honor, will also hear the voice of his weeping. So sometimes in our prayer, we also need to shed tears and to cry before the Lord God, to ask him to listen to our prayer. And he continued to tell us, let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. So David at that time knew that when God heard and answered his prayer, it will mean trouble for his enemy. David now saw that all this agony and trouble actually gave way to a permanent suffering, permanent trouble for his enemies. So this is actually Psalm 6, we can see, of the prayer of David in the midst of his suffering, in the midst of his agony. And he was confident that the Lord will definitely answer his prayer. And now we shall reserve the remaining time for our prayer. So in our prayer, let's continue to ask our Lord Jesus Christ to preserve all of us. And we also pray for those who are not feeling well, whether physically or spiritually. Let's also pray for the church and also for our nation. Shall we now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. God, Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless.